Noughts and Crosses by Mallory Blackman. Read by Paul Checker and Cyan Blake.
That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. But don't you believe them. Bruce Hornsby in the Range. Prologue.
Honestly, Mrs. Hadley, said Meggie McGregor, wiping her eyes, that sense of humour of yours will be the death of me yet. Jasmine Hadley allowed herself a rare giggle. The things I tell you, Meggie, it's lucky we're such good friends. Meggie's smile wavered only slightly. She looked out across the vast lawn at Callum and Seffi, her son and her employer's daughter. They were good friends playing together. Real good friends. No barriers, no boundaries. Not yet, anyway. It was a typical early summer's day, light and bright, and, in the Hadley household anyway, not a cloud in their sky. "Excuse me, Mrs. Hadley." Sarah Pike, Mrs. Hadley's secretary, approached from the house. She had shoulder-length straw-coloured hair and timid green eyes which appeared permanently startled.
"I'm sorry to disturb you, but your husband has just arrived. He's in the study."
"Kamal is here?" Mrs. Hadley was astounded. "Thank you, Sarah." She turned to Meggie. "His fourth visit home in as many months. We're honoured." Meggie smiled sympathetically, making sure to keep her mouth well and truly shut. No way was she going to get in the middle of another inevitable squabble between Kamal Hadley and his wife. Mrs. Hadley stood up and made her way into the house.
"So, Sarah, how is Mr. Hadley?" Meggie lowered her voice to ask. "Is he in a good mood, do you think?"
Sarah shook her head. "He looks about ready to blow a fuse."